The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this 20th day of June 2018 on this Wednesday. And the craziness just goes on. You know, I have sometimes a hard time. What do I open with? What brand of craziness do I open up with today? Well, how about this one? Now, we were talking about this the other day, about the boys in blue butt covering for each other, not getting the bad apples out of their ranks. That thin blue line, it's kind of like being in the military in a foxhole, and, you know, you don't turn your back on the guy that's in the foxhole with you, cover his back. Okay. Same kind of mentality. Matagorist recently wrote this, and I'd seen this report before, out of Burlington, Iowa. On Monday, the taxpayers of Burlington, Iowa, were told that they will be hit with a $2 million bill to pay for the police officer who shot and killed an innocent mother. The tragic scenario was captured on video, and the fact that most of the video remains a secret was part of the reason the family received the settlement in the wrongful death suit. Are you listening to this? They got caught with their knickers down around their knees and withheld evidence, but paid out a bribe, more or less. The settlement was announced on June 6, but the amount had not been made public until just this past Monday. Last month, during a federal court hearing in Davenport, officials revealed that the confidential police video, a key piece of evidence in exonerating a cop who killed the innocent mom, does not corroborate the cop's claim that he was bitten by a dog before firing the fatal shots that accidentally killed the mother of two. The Burlington Police Department released a 12-second clip from Burlington police officer's body cam showing him shooting and killing Autumn Steele. The alleged dog bite is a key component in this case, which allowed police officer Jesse Hill to be justified in firing the shots that killed Steele in January of 2015. According to the quote-unquote official story, the German Shepherd jumped on Hill's back and bit his thigh. Okay, did you just run that video through your head too? Jumping on his back and then biting his thigh? What did he do? A somersault in air? Was his tail up by his head and his head down by his butt? How do you get to the thigh from jumping on somebody's back? Yeah, the story's janky. You bet your sweet German Shepherd it is. The shooting was ruled justified, and Hill was not disciplined, according to investigators, because Hill was in fear for his life during the dog attack and therefore did nothing wrong when he fired his weapon multiple times, hitting her in the chest and killing her. I'll hold my comment here. God. There's only one problem, though. According to the family's attorney, the video does not show any of this, the Burlington Police, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, let's just call them the butt covers here from now on, and the Des Moines, Iowa attorney have all refused to release the entire video, which they say does show it. However, those who have seen the whole video says it never shows any such bite. And even the Des Moines Register reported last month, in a separate legal battle, the Iowa Department of Public Safety and the Burlington Police Department have been charged with violating the state's open records law for refusing to release the full video, saying it is part of an investigative record and is confidential. The video was not played in open court Thursday, but Chief Judge James Gritzner of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa allowed attorneys in the case to describe pieces of the unreleased footage. Not only does the unreleased video show no bite, according to the paper, but Hill never says he had been bitten, a direct contrast to what he wrote later in his report. Dave O'Brien, a Cedar Rapids attorney who represents the Steele family, said during the hearing. This is a tragic case. The officer acted in a way that was entirely unreasonable. Unreasonable. You shoot a woman in the chest and you kill her. And that's called unreasonable. On Monday, O'Brien responded to the standard statements of authorities denying any and all wrongful conduct. However, everyone should know that cities and their insurance carriers do not pay $2 million to settle a claim unless they have concluded the claim has significant merit, according to O'Brien. Make no mistake about it, this settlement vindicates the Steele family's claim that Hill acted wrongfully in causing Autumn's death. Remember, let me do a flashback here. Remember Randy Weaver? Government didn't admit that they did anything wrong by shooting Vicki Weaver in the head. No. Part of the settlement was, here's $3 million, and we're not going to admit any guilt. In other words, none of our shock troops are going to be indicted or jailed. By the way, on that note, just so we don't forget, where's the indictment against LaFoy Finicum's executioner? That's just disappeared, hasn't it? The Steele family in the city of Burlington asked Judge Gritzner to consider these facts last month and issue a summary judgment in their favor, which would decide the case without the need for a trial. And apparently they got their wish. Now this incident, this tragic incident, unfolded that fateful January day as Gabriel Steele, Autumn's husband, was loading up their 4-year-old son when Autumn began yelling at Gabriel and the police were called. "He's got my kid," yells Autumn. Officer Hill was at the Steele residence acting as an escort in their domestic dispute. And during this commotion, the couple's dog came running out of the house. Hey, quit fighting, stop it," says Hill. In the video, we can hear the dog growl, at which point Hill says, "Get your dog." Only moments later, Hill fired off 2 rounds. Now, one of the shots struck Autumn Steele in the arm, and the other one in the chest. Now, obviously, the one in the chest was the deadly shot. The dog was also hit, but he recovered. In a previous version of the story, the Free Thought Project reported that the dog was not hit. However, new information shows that he was. Now, at this current case illustrates, since the killing, the Burlington Police Department and the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation have been anything but transparent in this investigation. Other than releasing the ridiculously short 12-second video, the DCI and the BPD and the Des Moines County Attorney's Office have denied requests for all other portions of the investigation. Shortly after the killing, Des Moines County Attorney Amy Beavers released a 7-page report detailing the reasons why Officer Hill will not face charges for killing Autumn Steele. In her report, Beaver cited the fact that Hill is a police officer. Beaver says that he was in a difficult situation in which he was trying to stop a domestic dispute as well as protect himself from a dog. Being that he was a police officer in this situation, he's entitled to special treatment. Not the difference between right and wrong. Special treatment. He's entitled to special treatment. gee, if I go out randomly in the streets of Round Rock right now and kill somebody, do I get special treatment? Is not a killing a killing? Is it not a murder? Is it not homicide? Is it not something else? Now, Beaver's logic obviously doesn't make any sense at all. This was a clear-cut case of one person negligently taking the life of another person. And now, we're finding out there's an alleged cover-up, and the only people that will be held liable are the taxpayers. This month, the Iowa Freedom of Information Council filed a motion in federal court to uncover the secret video and evidence that has been sealed in the case. As the Des Moines Register notes, even Steele's family's motion to unseal records was sealed. Such secrecy undermines the accountability of government officials and the public's acceptance of any result reached through the use of federal judiciary, the council motion states. Indeed, it does. When prosecutors, city officials, and police all work together to keep secret evidence showing one of their own killing an innocent woman, something is seriously wrong. Citizens of Burlington, beware, as Officer Hill, who is still gainfully employed as a cop, may come to your house one day. You know, this is a Barney Fife story. Now, I can think of a half a dozen scenarios that I would have chosen other than the one the guy did. But here again, these guys are in mortal fear, even though they're taking on a job that may get intense sometimes. Sometimes he might have to draw weapons. Sometimes he might have to fire shots. Sometimes he might have to fire in self-defense. We all get that. But when nobody else has a gun at the scene, and you've got a canine that evidently didn't bite you, is just barking, the officer goes into I am threatened mode. And I will use my weapon because I've been told it's cool to do, and in case I screw up, don't worry, they're going to cover my butt. What if cops in this country all of a sudden realized that there is a way to be a police officer, there's a way to deal with scenarios, there's a way to deal with the public, and here's your list of thou shalt not, okay? These guys have force continuum. Just a little chit-chat with you up to and including drawing their weapon and blowing your freaking head off. I would say somebody with that amount of quote-unquote authority should be held to a standard that is absolutely ironclad. Yeah, okay. I just heard your other thought there. Yeah, these are human beings, and human beings make mistakes. I know that, and I get that. But do you understand a pattern when you see one? Cops do nothing wrong. And we got some real sleaze bags out there showing up for formation, okay? Some real abject sleaze bags. And this one comes right from Texas. And this is so horrifying, I had to check it out to make sure it was a real story. And unfortunately, it is. This happened in San Antonio. Where's that story, Mikey? Cop that was raping the four-year-old. You think so? Here it is. Thank you. And again, the Free Thought Project, they dig around for police corruption, and they do a pretty good job. There's, I think over the years, there's only been one or two stories that was in error, and they corrected it. Well, this one's real. Sicko cop arrested for repeatedly raping a four-year-old girl. And what was his cover for doing this? Well, he threatened the mom with deportation if she said anything. What? And this guy looks like a sicko. He looks like a damn criminal. San Antonio, as the immigration controversy continues to escalate and children are pulled from their mother's arms to be thrown in cages, psychopaths who abuse their authority are using this time to prey on the weak. One such case of this horrific abuse became evident this week in San Antonio, as a police officer was caught repeatedly raping a toddler whilst threatening her undocumented mother with deportation if she spoke up about it. Bexar County Sheriff Xavier Salazar made an announcement this week noting that one of his deputies had been arrested for the repeated rape of a four-year-old girl. Deputy Jose Nunez, 47, was arrested over the weekend and charged with super aggravated sexual assault. It's the first time I've ever heard that. Super aggravated. Not just a little, but super aggravated sexual assault. Using his position of authority, Nunez preyed on the small child. When the child told her mother and the mother confronted Nunez, he abused his authority once more and threatened to have the undocumented mother deported if she reported him. The details of the case, quite frankly, are heartbreaking, disturbing, disgusting, and infuriating all at the same time, according to the sheriff. According to police, the girl made an outcry to her mom over the weekend, knowing that she couldn't trust police because Nunez had threatened her. The girl's mother went to the fire department to make the report. The alleged abuse had been going on for months, according to police. How Nunez was able to gain contact with the girl was not immediately clear, but it is clear that Nunez used his position as law enforcement officer to threaten the mother into silence. Thankfully, however, the mom was not willing to stay silent on the abuse. According to the sheriff, the mother had been granted temporary protection so that she was not deported while the criminal case is underway. The little girl is now safe and we're continuing the process. Little girl's now safe? Can you imagine carrying this episode around in your head for the rest of your life? You know, folks, this might seem outside the box, but does tar and feathering and lighting those feathers on fire make more sense for people like this? Would that be a super aggravating kind of punishment? Don't we secretly cheer when we see the videos of parents, usually the fathers, in a court proceeding when the perverts brought in for raping their child or killing their child or whatever? Don't you just secretly cheer them on when they jump over the rail and go thump the hell out of the guy? I mean, while we're supposed to adhere to policy and procedure, this is fair, that's not, I'm getting close to thinking, you know what? A vigilante form of justice, y'all, might be, in some cases, okay. And I've noticed how the justice system treats the people that want to get that physical revenge in, want to get that punch in on that felon's head. Punching the felon in the melon. And a lot of them aren't even prosecuted for it. They're supposedly acting on behalf of the state when they convict these people, but somehow, you know, the state being the, almost taking up as the injured party themselves and doling this out. I often wondered what would happen in capital murder cases, and not just, you know, not manslaughter, not justifiable homicides, not, I'm talking clear cut, torturous kind of murder, just way out weird stuff. I think, rather than just the victims of the heinous criminal just getting up and speaking their mind in court, they ought to have something to say about how the punishment's doled out. Because it wasn't the state that was attacked. It was the people's families, real human beings. I think they should have a say, don't you?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Out in California, the police are saying no deal on California bill to restrict their use of force. And they're changing the verbiage now. Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday advanced a proposal that would restrict the circumstances in which the California police officers could use deadly force. Senator Stephen Bradford gives his views on the bill that he's co-authoring. And the story goes on to say that law enforcement organizations are likely to compromise with advocates of a proposal this session to restrict the circumstances under which police officers could use deadly force. Their staunch opposition significantly diminishes the prospects for Assembly Bill 931, which would increase the state standard for lethal use of force from reasonable to necessary. That's it, to become law. Though the measure on Tuesday passed its first policy committee, it faces a lengthy and complicated path ahead in a legislature historically hesitant to cross law enforcement. Well, At the Senate Public Safety Committee hearing, representatives for rank-and-file police and their management said their objections to the proposed change on use of force could not be resolved by an offer to provide funding to retain officers. Always throwing money at a problem without recognizing what the problem is and dealing with the problem to begin with. Just throw more money at it. Yeah. We agree that more training can result in better outcomes. It's not about training. They're trained up to their eyeballs as it is. I doubt if there's one officer in any town USA that doesn't know how to do the sweep. Multiple officers entering, clear, clear to the right, clear to the left, clear, clear. These guys are ready to shoot. I've yet to see a SWAT team look befuddled and confused as to what their objective is. And I just love it when they use those battering rams. Don't you just love that? You know, if I was somebody that was really intent on doing somebody damage, well, they're damaging my door. I know exactly where they're at. Just shoot through the damn door. Always amazed me. But the police have, they've been honed to kill. As I'd once heard mentioned in a video about Branch Davidians, honed to kill. And they are exactly that. They just don't know when, where, and how they're supposed to conduct themselves. So what we're going to, how do you put cops through more training once they've been trained to do dynamic entries and shoot your parakeet, your dog, anybody that opens up their mouth, anybody that makes a move for a cell phone or anything else because they feel so threatened? And by the way, used to be the cops wouldn't pull their guns on people. Now it's pretty much standard practice. I've been noticing the trend. Rather than just maybe unfastening your holster on your belt, now more times than not, cops will pull out their guns and barking orders at people at gunpoint and calling you names. Just saw one today. And excuse me, who are you? The Keystone Corporate Coffer cop that doesn't even know who he is in relation to the public and whom he really serves? Calling me an asshat? Really? Wow. It's judge, jury, and executioner. Oh, and opinion maker too, I guess. His own. It counts. Try saying that to a cop and see what happens to you. We agree that more training can result in better outcomes, but there is a fundamental disagreement about raising the standard above the Supreme Court has said. Jonathan Feldman, a lobbyist for the California Police Chiefs Association, told the Sacramento Bee. A pair of U.S. Supreme Court cases 3 decades ago created a legal precedent that police can kill suspects if a reasonable officer in similar circumstance would have acted the same way. Wow. AB 931, which was introduced this spring following the shooting death of Stephen Clark in South Sacramento, would limit the justification to situations where officers have no available alternatives to protect themselves or others. Law enforcement officials have sharply denounced the proposal, which they contend would put officers' lives in danger by opening up their split-second decisions to further scrutiny in a courtroom. But at Tuesday's hearing, the Peace Officers Research Association of California also brought up concerns about retraining more than 100,000 California police under the new standards. Senator Holly Mitchell, a Los Angeles Democrat, had previously criticized law enforcement organizations for blocking legislative efforts to address police shootings. Jumped on the argument. Is it a mere matter of cost? And from your perspective, what would constitute or justify retraining of police officers? Wow, a Democrat actually making some sense here. I'm in shock. Let me take a 3-minute break to recover from this one.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't know if I'm happy or I'm sad here, and I'm reporting a Democrat. State senator has got some sense here. It's a mere matter of cost, question mark. And from your perspective, what would constitute or justify retraining of police officers? The training is huge. It's going to be a difficult task to train that many people that fast. And there's no money in the bill to do it. I think they've got too much training as it is. I think they've got their... The priorities here are getting a little screwed around. I thought it was to protect and serve the public, not self-serve. And if I get into a situation where it gets a little bit dicey, or, you know, I'll just shoot now and ask questions later. Now, that might sound a little bit odd, but I can remember the day. The town I grew up in, I don't ever remember witnessing the cops pulling a gun on anybody, including the Erie County Sheriff's Department. I'm sure that they did, but I never witnessed it. And I was around the cops quite a bit when I was a kid. I was just hell on wheels. You know, but they didn't try to ban wheels because of me. Well, remember us talking about Russia being sane and taking care of their own business, taking care of their own people? Well, Russia dumped U.S. treasuries to keep their reserves safe. The Central Bank of Russia, called the CBR, commonly factors in all kinds of risk when allocating the country's reserves, said the CBR chief, commenting on a major sell-off of U.S. Treasury bonds. We pursue the policy of safe and diversified holdings. Governor, I'm not even going to try it. She's the CBR governor, said while answering questions before Russia's lower house of parliament. We assess financial, economic, geopolitical risk while allocating the country's financial reserves. The comments came shortly after the latest statistics showed that in April, the CBR dumped some $47 billion worth of U.S. securities, accounting for nearly half of Russia's overall holdings. The step moved Russia six places down to the 22nd place on the list of major foreign holders of U.S. debt. And the bank said, we reveal the information about investments with a time lag of about 6 months. That's the central bank's policy. We do not disclose the most recent information as we are the biggest holder of Russia's reserves. When we publish the data, the entire new structure will be clearly seen. The Treasury bond is a fixed interest government debt security with a maturity of more than 10 years. Treasury bonds make interest payments twice a year. The gradual sell-off of U.S. foreign or sovereign debt started in 2011 and has intensified over recent years with numerous rounds of sanctions imposed by Washington against Moscow. For what reason? I don't know. So far, Russia has slashed its holding by more than two-thirds, from over $150 billion to less than $50 billion. Now, guess what? They were 22nd on the list. There's other countries. Global geopolitical tensions have forced some other countries to cut their deposits. Turkey, which started repatriating its gold from the U.S., nearly halved its U.S. Treasury holdings from almost $62 billion in November to $38.2 billion in April. Norway has reduced its share by 40% since September of 2017 and from $64.1 billion to $39.3 billion in April. They're dumping the paper. Now, manipulations of stocks and bonds and interest and all that other stuff, it's just not on the paper, just not on the treasuries. And I would not blame a country one iota for dumping treasuries that are not paying you anything. I don't care if you get paid nothing twice a year. Twice times nothing is still nothing, or close to it. But it also affects everything else, retirement accounts, everything. So we just get in there and merrily, we trust the private corporation to manage our economy. That's what this boils down to. A private group of people deciding the fate of a country. Wow. That kind of power. Well, it's kind of tantamount to putting guns in the hands of bankers. They're killing us quietly with their interest. Their own self-centered interest, most assuredly. By the way, Michael, can you do me a favor here? Since Newsmax is complaining that nobody is clicking on their stupid clickbait. You know, the only reason I did this is we were trying to get funds for anywhere we could. And I'm looking at it here. Austin, Texas, new rule. Decade after son went missing. Company names Joel J. Honored. I don't even know who these people are. And why would the listener to this network be interested in even clicking this stuff on? Did they send you an email, by the way? How did you find out? They sent you an email? Well, good. Email them back and tell them we're not doing this anymore. Just tell them thank you and pull the stuff today. Can you do that? Thank you. I appreciate it. And, of course, they've got how many entries here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 little clickbait things. Takes up a lot of room on the website. And this is the best they could offer. I told them, I said, don't you give me the little blue pill ads. I don't want anything to do anything with sexual, whether it's birth control, prophylactics, or, you know, your blue pill. None of that. So they, at least they kept their part of the bargain there, but I think we've been averaging, I think, $46 a month. So that's not too many, clicks. By the way, Subway, bless their little hearts. You know, I wondered if the guy that was the spokesperson that was the little deviant child molester, that they really knew who this guy was. And I'm going to assume that if you've got a multi-million dollar or billion dollar company, you're not going to take stupid chances, and I would like to think that Subway didn't know who the hell this guy was. But interesting story comes out about Subway. Subway's in trouble. Oh, but they have been for a while. The accelerating demise of Subway, the world's largest sandwich chain, will one day be just another case study of how to run a once magnificent business empire into the ground, as Americans quickly abandoned the $5 footlongs. Now, this was written by Stockboard Asset, and I don't know if it's a once magnificent business empire and they ran it into the ground. I do believe this is a case of disposable income. Do you know how much sandwich meat you can buy at the grocery store for $5? Yeah, I know. Don't calls. You know, I pay this much for half a pound. Yeah, I know. I get it. But for $5 shopping for food at a supermarket, you can feed yourself a little bit better than just one foot-long sandwich. The New York Post recently uncovered new knowledge about the 52-year-old sandwich chain, which has been in a sales slump since 2016. Has hired the infamous, I don't know why they're so infamous, the consultant, Bain & Company, to professionalize operation and position the company for future sale. You may remember in the 2012 presidential election cycle, the abundance of campaign ads focusing on former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who co-founded Bain & Company, detailing the firm's destructive path of stripping companies of wealth. Oh, okay. Infamous. The truth about Subway's fate? Well, the capitalist vultures who eat the carcass of the companies are circling above, waiting to dive into their next feast, footlongs. Take, for example, the 2005 leverage buyout of Toys R Us versus Bain Capital, KKR and Company, and Verando Realty Trust. It's been 13 years since the group of private equity firms loaded up on Toys R Us with debt to take it private. However, the plan did not work too well, and the company ceases to exist. The Toys R Us filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in the U.S. on September 17th of last year, and at the end of the first quarter of 2018, announced that the U.S. operations of the company were, after 70 years, going out of business and liquidated all 735 locations across the country. Now, what do the world's largest toy store and restaurant chain have in common? Well, You guessed it, like similar fates as the walk down Wall Street is not so random after all. Now, while Subway nor Bain would confirm the reports, the New York Post cites the two Subway insiders who confirmed the news of a restructuring plan and the eventual sale of the company. The recent downturn in Subway has sparked internal feuds with management, along with many of its struggling franchises. Now, last month, executive Suzanne Greco, the sister of Fred DeLuca, the founder of the company, retired after 45 years. For the first time in its 52-year history of operation, the company contracted in 2016, shuttering 359 U.S. locations, which was the most significant retrenchment in its history. In 2017, the company closed another 800-plus U.S. locations, as details emerged that some one-third of the shops in the U.S. could be unprofitable. Now, same-store sales in May of 2018 declined 3-4% year-over-year, according to John Gordon of Pacific Management Consulting. And the story gets a little bit worse, as consumer traffic collapsed 25% from 2012 to 2017, stated a November 27 internal Subway memo. Subway insiders told the New York Post that the recent $4.99 foot-long sandwich promotion failed to attract new customers, which was seen as an uncreative last-ditch effort to stabilize rapidly declining sales. In return, the failed promotion severely cut the margins of franchises. It's business as usual, $4.99 and no imagination, the source said. The promotion doesn't work well in my stores, one New York store owner told the New York Post. The shop owner has closed 4 of the 10 stores over the last couple of years. Now, Subway's 10-person board is compromised of the founder's two children, who do not want to run the day-to-day operations, would like to see the company stabilized before the eventual sale. Well, that'd be a good idea. rather than trying to sell an unpolished dog excrement, you know, let's buff it up a little bit. Let's make it look better. It's still crap, but let's make it look better. And again, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying here is failed businesses in this country is not because of $4.99 failed Subway deal. You know, any more than McDonald's finally realizing that, wait a minute, maybe we should experiment with doing burgers the way we initially started doing them, fresh and hot. Oh, but they're only doing it on their quarter pounders. So you order a quarter pounder, supposedly that burger comes right off the grill, and it's unfrozen, never frozen. You think that's going to save McDonald's? It's not. Because what's at stake here is the people with the disposable income. That is the problem. And everybody's dancing around this. I don't get it. Merrily touting how bad things were and how many people were out of work, now all of a sudden things couldn't be better. And gosh, we only have 3.5% of the population that's unemployed. Only 3.5%. My God, folks, we got a national emergency. We got 6 million available jobs and nobody would fill them. This is the kind of tripe that's being pumped into the unsuspecting public's heads day in, day out. No damn wonder they're confused. And what's even worse than that, they don't even have really a preference of who they like to go to be lied to or lied to them. Ratings for the cable news services, I don't think they can get much lower. They're going to need a bailout from Uncle Sammy. Gee, how well do you think that would work with Donald Trump? Could you imagine the Congress of the United States trying to come up with a bailout plan for news corporations? You know, they've consolidated and they still can't make it because it's what they're shoveling. So how unhappy are the shareholders of Subway? You know, and here again, you know, I like you, have seen the stock offerings. The company goes public. Oh, we're offering stock. I never understood that. I could understand maybe issuing a stock for startup money and then pay dividends. But to keep paying dividends because you got a shareholder out there? I don't get it. I really don't. Because the shareholders have been expressing to the people behind the counters making their sandwiches. The shareholders, I'm quoting, have expressed their intentions to the employees of the company that they're investing in the future of the company or not.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Remember me saying yesterday about Laura Ingraham on Fox last Sunday, saying that, you know what, she's been a Republican all her entire life, and she's quitting the Republican Party, her reason. she's not Republican anymore. She doesn't even know what the hell they stand for, and called for the dismantling of the Republican Party to be rebuilt. Now, if that were the case, and if that were to actually happen, getting out the rule book once again, and I know Father Time here, I know a guy that could school them on constitutionality. Have Ron Paul give the class. And he'll be grading their papers, by the way. Well, David Hogg. This guy, I don't know what it is about this guy. He looks like a bad sketch, police sketch artist rendition, doesn't he? There's nothing about this guy that fits anything. Gun control activist David Hogg. Renewed efforts to get advertisers to boycott Fox News' Laura Ingraham by tweeting a list of advertisers that include Cabela's and John Deere. Fox News sent the statement to Breitbart News, Laura Ingraham's very personal on-the-ground commitment to the plight of the impoverished and the abandoned children, specifically in Guatemala, speaks for itself. So too does her strong belief in a common-sense legal immigration system, which will continue to be the focus of her show. Fox News will never tolerate or give in to attempts to silence diverse viewpoints by agenda-driven intimidation efforts. Well, those are high-sounding words, isn't it? Yeah, these are the people that are getting ready to sell out. CNBC reports Hogg originally sought a boycott of Ingraham in late March after he felt slighted by her during his gun control campaign. His boycott efforts revolved around comments she made regarding the list of colleges that refused to accept him. Now he's pointing to comments Ingraham made in support of President Trump's commitment to enforce existing immigration law. This support includes Ingraham describing detention centers for children illegally crossing the border as summer camps. And Deadline reported that Hogg tweeted Ingraham saying, "So, we meet again. Who are your biggest advertisers now?" So David Hogg sent out this little tweet. If we get these advertisers pulled, maybe at Ingraham will have to become a camp counselor and learn how wrong she is. And the list includes Beaches Resorts and Sandals Resorts, Sirius XM, Carfax Reports, Ace Hardware, Angie's List, Home Advisor, and Cabela's and John Deere. Now, Twitter adds info and privacy. Ingraham responded to previous criticisms of her support for Trump's border law enforcement by asking, why don't the do-gooders who campaign about separating minors from migrant criminals volunteer to sponsor one of them or the entire family unit and be responsible for their upbringing and care until adulthood? On April 16th of this year, Breitbart News reported that Hogg's first boycott of Ingraham resulted in a 20% jump in viewership for her show, The Ingraham Angle. Serves you right. They're starting to notice that the more they're trying to support and throwing their weight behind this person or that agenda and this, that, and the other, the only thing these businesses are doing is losing money. Wow. Second hour coming up. The phones are open. 800-313-9443. More news and information coming your way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.